Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I'm very happy that you have joined me for the Above Ground Underground podcast. This is going to be our 22nd episode. I just really can't believe it. It's amazing that we've gone this long. We've been able to have all of you with us and so many more joining us. And this podcast is growing and developing and brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. We're really excited at eternalaffairsmedia.com about what God is doing in our organization, in our media, place of truth, I like to call it. We always say it's truth being verified by truth. And so we're really happy to bring this podcast to you as your host. We know, and I'm sure most of you know, and if you don't know, you should find out about who really rules the world. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's the reason we're here today, because America needs to turn back to God and find our roots so we can have our blessing come back to us to make us great again. And that's why every time before we start our podcast, we like to talk to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords about the world that he created, asking him to do his best to help us do our best for America. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for the opportunity of being able to give out this message of your truth and what you need to do, what we need to do to find your blessing for our country every week. Thank you for the opportunity of telling the truth and having it verified by truth. And you are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and how you meet our needs and how you test us and bring us back to you. We pray that you'll help us to do that in America. Bring America back to your, back to their knees to pray to you and ask for your blessing. So as we go forward tonight, we pray that you'll bless the words that go forward and that you'll open eyes and find those who have ears that hear and eyes that see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray in your precious name. Amen. Just think about it. Here we are now, and we are just weeks into the fraudulent Biden-Harris administration. I will never stop saying that because it's the truth. And we're already watching the Democrat socialist left unravel all of the gains of the last 4 years with President Donald J. Trump. Look at what he's done already. In less than 3 months as president of the United States, whether he's there fraudulently or not, he's sitting there. And that's the terrible thing. Look at what he's done in just the short time that he's already been there. He's canceling the Keystone Pipeline was the first thing that he did. Putting our energy security at risk. We were the number one oil exporting, producing nation in the world under Trump. And he destroyed it with one fell swoop and movement of his pen with an executive order. This is crazy. This is crazy. But he did it. What else has he done? He passed legislation to nationalize and override the state voter ID laws with H.R. 1. We talked about that about 2 weeks ago on this podcast very profoundly. Amazing. He wants to take it over so that he can, so that the Democrats can be reelected in perpetuity and never have to even be facing any danger of losing. That's what they want to do because they don't love America. They love power. And they get it from the American people. And we need to take it away from them. He's been forcing foster care providers to choose between their faith and federal contracts. Yeah, this is terrible. Putting the young girls at a great disadvantage in their school athletics and programs by allowing men dressed as girls to play in their sports. I don't care what they think they are. You know, my daughter the other day, she was telling me that she's got a friend. She's, you know, her friend. And her friend says, on the right side of her body, she's a girl. But on the left side of her body, she's a boy. And I told my daughter, it doesn't matter what she is on the left and the right. It only matters what she is in the middle. And if she is a he, she should not be playing in she sports. But Biden has made sure that has happened. If you're a young lady with any hopes of making it in sports in the future, Joe Biden is destroying real women's future. Think about that. That's what he's done already as president. And now, look down at the border. He's thrown open the border to create a humanitarian crisis and refuses it to call the crisis a crisis. It's just unbelievable and really cannot be allowed. This is going to destroy our country forever. And I think that's their great and grave intention to do so. I'm telling you, if when you see these children wrapped up in foil blankets, you know, and looking like their hands over their face, they don't know where they are, they don't know why they're there, and keeping them there in like cattle wouldn't be treated like that. They wouldn't. Nobody would treat their cattle like that unless they're gonna butcher them. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's just gotta stop. AOC, I want to tell you something. These are death camps. Just like you said the Republicans were doing, it was nothing like this. Look what Joe Biden's done. And you approve it, AOC. You approve it, Pelosi. You approve it, Schumer. You approve it, Democrat Socialist. You approve it. And you want it. You approve it. We disapprove of it. We who love America. And these children should be sent home now. That's where they belong. You can't call them dreamers because they still remember their country. True dreamers, they don't know any country but America. They're Americans. These are not dreamers. These are invaders. I don't care how young or old they may be. They need to be sent home humanely. Don't have to be angry at them, but send them home where they belong. That's where they belong. And now, and it's not finished, but this is just the latest one. Joe Biden is coming for our guns, for your guns. He's coming for them. Are you going to give them up? That's the next great and grave thing that the Biden administration and the Democrat Party and all of Congress, which is controlled by the Democrat Socialist Party, I say every week, I can't believe anyone who says they love the United States of America gave this country back over to those wretched, treacherous, treasonous Democrats. But that's where we are. That's where we are. There's nothing we can do about it except win in 2022 and throw them all out. This next election, 2022, is going to separate the wheat from the tares. It will separate the sheep from the goats. We had better be ready for that one. I hope we will be, because they're coming for your guns. They have already spent $2 trillion on a COVID relief package that aims less than 10% of the benefits that people actually need. But it funnels hundreds of millions of dollars to New York bridges, Silicon Valley tunnels, and the National Endowment to the Arts. Oh, my God. Gosh, how has that got anything to do, with infrastructure? Unbelievable. This is what's happening in our country. And then they followed it up with an announcement of another $2.3 trillion spending package for what they have called infrastructure, which we talked about last week, for what he calls infrastructure, but only 6%. Of that bill of infrastructure applies to infrastructure at all. And what I pointed out last week certainly really is an infrastructure package, and it's about building the infrastructure for the socialist states of America. Yeah, it's a slush fund for socialist dictators that want to take over our country. When are we going to stop that? We had better think about it. Now, do you want proof? Can I give you proof of what I just said? Let me do so. It's always good to have proof. $213 billion will go for home sustainability and public housing. I mean, you're going to take your money and they're going to make you pay for other people's homes. That's what they're going to do. They've been doing it for years, and it's going to be on steroids now. $174 billion will be spent on electric vehicles. I mean, as far as having charging units and places like that, one, that should be by the state. And two, it should be done, you know, by statewide. Why do I have to pay for other people to do that? That should be an industry that is growing. People could open up like gas stations, but charging stations, and they don't need the government to do it for them. Why do you have to do that and get no money back from it? Why is that? It's unbelievable. $174 billion for electric vehicles. Unbelievable. How about this? $400 billion on home-based care for the elderly and the disabled. That's the only one that I approve of. It really is. That's a good one. All right? Bravo. I like that. That's okay. Those people need our help. I have always said, and I have always believed, that if we see people who in need, who need our help, who need assistance from the government, if we don't help them, who cannot help themselves, and there are many. Many are elderly, many are infirm, some are intellectually infirmed, and they need our help. It would be unconstitutional not to help them in that situation. So $400 billion for that is money well spent, because it takes a lot to keep many of them alive. And we should do no harm and always give life. I believe in life. I'm in the midst of the culture of death, but I believe in life. How about you? And $50 billion for the National Science Foundation. Why should the government use your taxes and my taxes that you paid to build houses for others who just seem like they don't want to earn it on their own? Why is the government paying with our taxes to develop electric vehicles? That should be an industry to develop and to grow. $400 billion on home-based care for the elderly and the disabled is a great thing. But it's not infrastructure. That's for sure. It's not infrastructure. Let science, which has made all of us a whole lot poorer than we were before the pandemic, the plandemic, I should say. Think about it. You know what science has its greatest success through the pandemic? It was making you poor, making you bound, making you regret being an American at times, having to stay nowhere, can't go anywhere, controlled by on every side. You know, if I go out without a mask, I can go to jail. With these radicals running our country. That's what science brought you. I'm so glad I know the greatest scientist on earth, and I talk to him every single day. His name is Jesus Christ. All things were made by him, and without him, nothing was made. Anything that was made by him. I believe that now. That's a scientist. Don't you agree with me? So all they have done is make us poor and let us do their insane calls for lockdown and for no work. Give science nothing. Let them raise it themselves. I'm fighting back, and I hope you are too. Patriotic Americans like you and like me are the last line of defense for the conservative agenda. My friends, the Biden-Harris administration, or according to Joe Biden at times, the Harris-Biden administration is literally siding with left-leaning special interest against rules and regulations passed by the Trump administration. Republican AGs are stepping into courtrooms to defend the rules that America wants and needs to protect our constitutional freedoms. There are those who are trying to get involved. Democrats control the White House, and they control both chambers of Congress. But we, you, me, and millions of others like us will hold the line for liberty. Do you agree? Don't be afraid to fight this war. You can count on me and on eternalaffairsmedia.com for sure to defend your rights. You will. And we're counting on you to defend ours. But you must be in the fight too. Everybody has to be in the fight. We have to all have skin in the game. It's very important. But you must be in the fight. And I have the greatest fear that many of us are not. That many of us think that everything will come back to normal after 4 years, maybe. I'll tell you what, if this continues every week, some groundbreaking, earth-shaking, earth-shattering new laws against the Constitution of the United States, as we see every single week in the Biden administration, if that continues this way for 4 years, there won't be any more elections. They'll all be voted away and changed and without ever going through a constitutional process. And we'll have a Supreme Court that is so packed with all Democrat-leaning thinking people that will never, ever, ever have them say anything the Democrats do is unconstitutional. That's where we're headed. Don't think it's going to go back to normal. Right now, it will still never be normal again, but we can save America still if we wait 4 years. It's got to be the next election, my friends. It's got to be 2022, my friend. If we fail in 2022 to re-engage and bring America back and get rid of the Democrats out of the control of every part of the American government, then we can save America. We want Donald Trump back, of course. I want Donald Trump's policies back. And it can be anybody who wants to run and win and put them in practice. I love Donald Trump. If he ran again and won, of course, I'd vote for him. No doubt about it. But this is where we are today. Now, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the whole Democrat Socialist Party is coming for American firearms. For Americans' firearms. Did you hear that? For Americans' firearms. This is not a game. This is not a novel. This is not a bad movie. This is reality. They're coming for your guns. For my guns. You're going to let them have it? Or them? Let them have them? Which I'm sure it is. Yet, the usurper on Thursday, Biden, rolled out a set of executive orders on gun control. Biden revealed his disdain for the United States Constitution once again when he said, now get this, I want to say this, what you're about to hear for me, and I'm 61 years old, and I've been really involved in politics and knowing it all my life. He made the worst statement of any, the most dangerous and treasonous statement when he said this that I've ever heard in my life. And I mean, he should be impeached. I mean, Trump would be impeached for something like this. He said this. Maybe when he said it, you didn't take it too seriously. When I say this now, think about what he just said. And we'll talk about that. He said, Biden revealed his disdain for the U.S. Constitution when he said, no amendment of the Constitution is absolute. Did you hear that? He said, no amendment to the U.S. Constitution is absolute. He said, while maintaining that nothing he is recommending impinges on the Second Amendment. He wanted to come and take your guns. He wanted to tell you how big, how many bullets you could put in your guns. He wanted to tell you, he wanted to lie about so many things. And we're going to go, you're going to hear that before we finish today. A lot. What he's lied about. Guns, gun manufacturers, and the gun shows. All lies. Total lies. This is Joe Biden. He doesn't care. He doesn't have a conscience. And he doesn't love America. Think about that statement. Congress. Now think about it. This is deep. If you say that no amendment to the Constitution is set in stone, or is absolute. That's what that means, set in stone. Can't be changed, can't be altered without the due process of the constitutional change, which go through the people. But when you say that, and then you apply what he said, that no amendment to the U.S. Constitution is absolute, then what he is saying, now let me ask you some questions. If that's true, when Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution outlawing slavery before the Civil War even ended, were they joking? According to Biden, perhaps slavery has not been ended. Absolutely. Well, that's what he said. Think about it. And after Congress passed the 14th Amendment, that was supposed to give blacks equal rights. Is that not set in stone, Mr. Biden? Has that not been totally and firmly become part of our law, of the Constitution, the law of the land? Oh, yeah. No amendment, according to you, is absolute. How deadly. Is that set in stone? That's my question. Mr. Biden says that it is not absolute. That's what he said. The 15th Amendment was passed guaranteeing blacks the right to vote. Is that not absolute, Joe and Kamala? Tell me true. That's what you said. Were the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments not absolute in ending slavery as it was known? Tell me true. Tell me what you mean by that. How about the 19th Amendment? The 19th Amendment was the amendment that gave women the right to vote. Mr. Biden, you senile old crud. Was the 19th Amendment inconclusive or not absolute? When women vote, is it unsure if their votes are real or counted or what? You said it's not absolute. All I know is before no woman voted and suddenly every woman was voting. That seemed pretty damn absolute to me. You old crud. I don't know what to say to this man. I am sure you say that's crazy. And I would join right in with you. All of those amendments are set in stone. They're rooted into the very fabric of the nation. The very grounding of the nation inhabits those amendments. But he says none of them are absolute. Now, what is his real reason for saying that? Of course, he wants to have a reason to be able to end the Second Amendment and destroy it forever. Because in his eyes, it's not absolute. How about you? Pretty absolute, I'd say. I know it is for me. Yet, we all say the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are set in stone, a part of the law of the land. Isn't the Second Amendment equally established and absolute as well? Of course it is. No more, no less. Absolute. Can't be more or less, it's absolute. Of course it is. The socialist, the Democrat socialist wants you to believe it is not the absolute law and not the law of the land. And believe that it is subject to a president's bias and liberal ideas, but it cannot be removed without the will of the American people, you and me. We have to make sure they know it. We have to make sure they know it. It's so important. Do you agree with me? When I say Joe Biden, you are a socialist terrorist, a senile old muck. That's what you are. Who wants the power to control every single part of our lives? I refuse to let him have it. How about you? This is a prime example that demonstrates the Democrat socialist hatred for the United States Constitution and for the United States of America. If nothing in the Constitution is absolute, neither is Biden's, Pelosi's, Schumer's, or any politician's power, which is only derived from the Constitution they seek to destroy. Now that's about absolute as it can be. I'm sorry. I'm pissed off. I hate what they're doing to my country. How about you? How about you? Every politician that is now seeking to destroy the U.S. Constitution is, in effect, destroying their own source of power. For it's derived 100% from the Constitution. The document they hate, they want to shred, and are seeking to destroy even now. It's a very dangerous time for America. If nothing in the Constitution is absolute, neither is Biden, Pelosi's, or any of our power. Think about it. How terrible. This is an act of treason. We as patriotic Americans must refuse to obey a fraudulent president who thinks he can wipe away the Second Amendment to the Constitution with his pen. We, the American people, must stand up. We must refuse to obey. We must. Why would you obey that? The Constitution forbids you to obey that. It really does. It forbids you to obey that. You must not. Let me read it again. We, the American people, I'm going to say it again. We, the American people, must stand up. We must refuse to obey. And we must realize that the Second Amendment was established by the Founding Fathers for just such a president, Congress, Senate, government as we have today to protect ourselves from them. Ain't nobody going to go attack it. No one is going to go and ever attack our government. But we do believe the government will one day attack us. And it looks like days and could be hours. He signed his executive order. And to him, that's law. I won't obey it. Will you? Why would I? That's not law. No law was passed. So we were given the Second Amendment for a time when we had leaders who were so much like the ones we threw off called Britain. And these are worse because British still had God in their lives. These people are absolute satanic. I mean, they're demonic, man. They hate your country. And guess what? The government's not the country. The laws are not the country. You, me, we, the people, we're the country. Therefore, they hate us. Think about that. It is the Democrat socialist who have rebelled. I haven't rebelled against anything. They've rebelled against the law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, which they're seeking to pull down and destroy. And they're going pretty well at it. You know, you used to say Joe Biden was this senile old man. He ain't senile. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's excited about it. He doesn't care about you. They have betrayed the U.S. Constitution and the American people who ratified it. If Biden and all the Democrats, socialists refuse to obey the very document that gives them the power at all, then we, the people, are not required, not expected to obey them at all. This is our country. We run the country. Just like Alexander Hamilton said before, here, sir, the people rule. It can still be and should be now. In fact, the opposite is expected of the American people. We're required to oppose this administration's tyranny and treason. We must refuse to obey any executive orders by this fake and fraudulent president. We have to fight the claim that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. Everybody knows that's an outright lie. They have to do it. Same. I mean, there's no different. He's just lying. He said they don't need background checks. Biden knows that's a lie. Anyone who has ever been to a gun show can tell you Joe Biden's claim that gun manufacturers have total immunity from lawsuits is another big lie. He lied about that too. Biden claims that gun manufacturers are protected by court suits. That's another big lie. They have to defend themselves all the time. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. So Biden's speech purposely aimed to mislead before he announced how he plans to betray the American people and our Constitution by illegally restricting your Second Amendment rights. That's what he's doing. Now, any of you who've been listening to me for years or reading my stuff before I got kicked off of Facebook and before I was banned on YouTube, but if you heard my stuff or read my stuff or, you know, anywhere, you know one thing, that I will not give in. I have been predicting all of this for years and years because I saw where the American people were going. And we have now, see, this is the Democrat long game. They did this, started this many years ago in our schools, and they brainwashed our children. And they indoctrinated them with the hatred of America and love of a socialist society, which is the other way around. But this is where we're at. This is where we're at. And this is who we are today. We have to change it back. And it can still be done. We have one more chance in 2022. Joe Biden made the single most dangerous claim that I have ever heard from a politician. I want you to take this away with you tonight. This is so dangerous. If everything I've said, you forget, but don't forget this. That's why I'm saying it again. The most dangerous claim I have ever heard from any politician while he was describing his treasonous goal of taking our guns and destroying the Second Amendment to your and my Constitution. When he said this, he said it unbelievable. I shook. I hope you did too. And if you haven't heard it before, I hope right now when I say it to you, it will shock you. He said here that none of the amendments to the U.S. Constitution are absolute. Now, I know that's the second time I said that tonight because I want you to take it home with you. I want you to remember it. That's what he said, that your Constitution is not set in stone. It can be changed just by a stroke of a pen. This man's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. Can you see? He makes Obama look like an altar boy, what he's doing to our Constitution right now, this man, Joe Biden. It's just unbelievable. So what do we do? He wanted to make you believe that those rights are not real in the first place. That's what he thinks. They are not, as he is the liar in chief, Joe Biden. I'll tell you what's absolute. One, this man is absolutely evil. This man wants absolute power. This man has absolute hatred for America. And this man cannot be allowed, can absolutely not be allowed to win again. And the Democrat socialists have to be destroyed absolutely in 2022. If we don't, the country is gone forever. Our Second Amendment rights are at stake. No man or woman has the right nor the power to declare that the U.S. Constitution is not absolute. It's the absolute law of the land. The U.S. Constitution itself declares that our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And if that isn't doing it, what he wants to do is so dangerous. We are going to talk a little bit about red flag laws. You know, red flag laws have to do with a big part of what he wants to do in his bill against guns. Now, everybody seems to be a little bit supportive of red flag laws, or gun laws, called red flag gun laws. And what they do, and I, you know, it's so dangerous. If we have those laws in power, and actually when Trump started talking about supporting that, I said, President Trump, I love you. You know, I'm a great supporter if you read my stuff at all. But if you do that, I will denounce you. Because red flag laws are just a way to destroy the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. Did you know in a red flag law that if somebody doesn't like you on Facebook, maybe they don't like what you write because you're a conservative. Happened to me many times. If they don't like you, they can turn you into the police. Say, this man I know owns a gun and he's a danger to me and others. They will put you, they will come to your house without a warrant, take your guns and take you to a secret court where you will be adjudicated and your guns will be gone and you'll never get them back. And sometimes you can even go to jail. Just not. Now think about this. This is today the real Minority Report. That's what it is. They could arrest you, put you in a courtroom for a crime that you have not committed yet. This is true. That's what red flag laws do. They're going to take your guns and accuse you of something, even though you haven't done anything wrong yet. You haven't done anything wrong yet. So that's why I'm so opposed to it. Red flag laws are very dangerous, and they'll destroy the Second Amendment. If somebody doesn't like you, doesn't like what you believe, or maybe they heard you praying, or you're a Christian, they don't believe in God, or whatever it is, they can turn you in, and there's no questions asked. You have to obey it. You know, but I won't. I wouldn't. There's just no way. There's just no way. So this is where we're at today. And I can tell you right now that America is on the brink. I have so much more here. I'm just looking at my notes as I'm going through this. And I have so much more that I want to say. But we're just going to run out of time, I think, before I can get to the end. So I'm going to save it for next week. Because this is not going away. This is going to be the fight of our lives. This is going to be, as I said earlier, the battle that separates the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goats. We need to turn back to God. We need to turn back to the Constitution too. We have given our nation over to fools, which makes us fools for doing so. But this is where we are right now. This is the situation we're in right now. But it doesn't have to stay this way, my brothers and sisters. We can do something about it. We can say, many of you right now have never run for office. Many of you would probably be great leaders in your area where you live, and you're conservative. You have faith in God. You love the Constitution. You love your nation. You'd be willing to die for your nation, but maybe not willing to run for office for your nation, but you must. We need all of you to rise up who know how to build a great nation, who know, all of you who know what's right and what's wrong and don't call evil good and you don't call good evil, you call us, you know, call it the way it is. We need people like you to run for office. You need to think about it. Look how many women won in the last election for the GOP. And they never thought they would have won a race like that, but they did. And so we need to be thinking about stuff like that. How are we going to win this next election? If this continues, what we're seeing right now, there won't be anything to save after 4 years of it, because it's not going to go away. They're already talking about packing the court. There's so much going on that is so dirty and so rotten and doesn't care about you, doesn't care about your nation, doesn't care about your children's future. But you do, right? I do. I'm with my son right now. I spend a lot of time with my grandson. Love the boy. And when I look at him sometimes, I just feel sad. We have robbed him of the great nation that we started with and took for granted. We must humble ourselves. We must repent. We must confess our sins to a holy God and ask him to forgive us. And you know what? He absolutely will, Joe Biden, absolutely. That's absolute. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate all that's going on and how many people are fighting back. We all have to be in the fight. Only weeks into the fraudulent Biden administration, Democrat socialists are unraveling all the great things that Donald Trump did and that we did with him to save our nation. In this short time, he canceled Keystone Pipeline. He passed sweeping legislation to bypass state voter laws. Unbelievable. He put girls at disadvantage in their school athletic programs. He opened our borders to a humanitarian crisis and threatening now our Second Amendment rights. Patriotic Americans, you, and I'm with you. We are the last line of defense. We, you, all of us have to be willing to stand up. There are some in our country who cannot and wouldn't be able to, but many of you are. And you just need to take that stand, run for office. Who knows where it will take you, but it could certainly help the country to have patriotic Americans in the fight more and more and more. He's coming for your guns. What are you going to do, America? This is not, you know, don't believe anything he says about it just being, you know, something simple. No. He's lied so much. He'll lie to you until you give up everything, your guns, all of it. The first thing that happened in Nazi Germany when the Nazis took over is that the people were ordered to give up their guns. And we know the rest of the story. Look, one of the very first things happening now, this is April. You know, 3 months in office, 4 months. And look where he's taken the country already. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. Take all this seriously. This government is not your government anymore. This government is coming for you. You need to stand up, fight back, and don't be afraid to fight this war, because the war is coming. We want it to be a political war, and we want to win this war in 2022. If we don't, the only bad types of war will suffice. Right now, we have a chance to save the nation. Are you going to be afraid to fight this war? I hope not. Don't be. This is your country. Let's be willing to give our last full ounce of devotion for the America we love. God bless you. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley. Thank you for joining us. See you next week on the Above Ground Underground podcast.